Hello, our dearly good friend of the Beer Thursday show. That's Jay and me.
Just let me know when we're recording.
To this episode of the Goodly Times Beer Thursday extravaganza show program for you today. Am I rambling?
Oh. So we are recording. Hi, Shane.
How are you today, Jay?
Man, I couldn't tell you.
It seems like every fourth episode isn't as good as the previous three for some reason.
Well, first of all, I've never done an episode in my life.
Ugh, damn it. Damn it.
We'll never get it right. Let's just
round,
give up.
Round. No, we can never give up because round is better.
It's round like is the, better. It's like the Ask, Goonies slogan. Never get up. Give your no. That was Cocoon. We'll never grow old, and we'll never grow old, and we're never gonna die. No, what is that?
I don't know. James Bond. Huh.
Did Star you know Wars. Wilford Brimley was like 50 when he recorded that in his
20s? I didn't. We should talk about that sometime.
We should. Sometime. So, Shane, what's the topic for this particular round, Shane?
Well, someone put in a request, it was me, that they would like for us to talk about, it was me, Saturday morning cartoons. It was me.
I love that suggestion because Saturday morning cartoons holds a very space in my heart, mind, head.
It
takes me back. It's like, you know, good memories, happy memories like that. It's like time travel. It takes you back to a simpler, much better time when we didn't have to work. All we had to do was get up on a Saturday morning and at God knows how early. Now it's like, why would I get up that early on a Saturday morning?
To eat cereal
and watch cartoons. And then as I got older, I would do that. And then I would maybe watch a little bit of a Tarzan movie in the mid-morning afternoon. And then I'd go out and play all day. And I'd come home and it was dark and you didn't have to worry about people stealing you or hurting you. Or I'm sure it happened, but nowadays, boy, when I was your age.
You have a crick in your neck? Is your arthritis acting up?
Uncle Arthur is yelling at me right now. Yeah, but yeah, Saturday morning cartoons, that takes me back. Do you have some favorites?
Well, it's funny you should mention that. I went and Googled Saturday morning cartoons to get a list, mainly in that 70s time period when I would have been watching them. And yeah. I saw all these cartoons that I don't remember watching on Saturday mornings. I remember all the cartoons in the list, most of them, but I really only remember two from Saturday mornings.
Okay.
Speaking of that, do you remember Sunday morning cartoons?
Were there Sunday morning? Oh, I remember there was one that was like, it wasn't a cartoon. It was like a animated, but it was stop motion.
I don't know, Davey.
Yes. What was the name of that show?
It was David and Goliath, but it was on some other show, and it was
that was an awkward show.
I don't know. I can't think of a bigger letdown in my life than Sunday morning cartoons. And
yeah,
what are we gonna do, Davey? Why don't I have teeth? How can I eat? I just have this red painted circle on the bottom of my mouth. Davey.
Yeah, those were bad. So what was your favorite Saturday morning cartoon?
Well, it's a tie between the two that I remember.
Okay. I remember a few. So
all right, maybe you can jog my memory and whether or not they were actually on Saturday mornings. But I remember Looney Tunes. Of course, just
all the morning Bugs Bunny cartoons. Yeah.
Yeah, Bugs Bunny and Yosemite Sam, Marvin the Martian.
Some of which now are maybe considered inappropriate, which makes me sad because I didn't see anything inappropriate about any of them. But I understand. I saw some of the early ones back in the 50s, and
Yeah, and back when
some of the early ones were kind of bad.
Yes. Well, we've got a DVD set of all of the Looney Tunes catalog, and it does include all of it. And on a couple of the discs, it is Whoopi Goldberg that's introducing it. And she says how some of them might seem offensive or inappropriate now, but it's just what was out at the time.
Right.
And for this, they luckily, I'm glad we got it because they chose to just include all of them in the set and not edit or cut any of them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
See, they're all available now on HBO Max. And I'm pretty sure that they've
cut dropped out some of the ones,
some of those that were not appropriate. But now have you certain, HBO Max has a, they have a Looney Tunes show that's very similar to the old Looney Tunes, and they're all new episodes, and the same style of drawing, the same like why, you know, antics, you know, the same little short little shows, but they've modernized it and they've taken away some things. Like for example, Elmer Fudd no longer uses a gun. He uses an axe.
Yeah, because you can't hurt anybody with an axe.
Right. I mean, how could...
No.
Come on, man. Come on.
Well, that's interesting because I saw this newly remade Texas Chainsaw Massacre. But he doesn't have a chainsaw, and it's called
you're making this up.
Texas Shotgun Massacre. And he has a gun, and it's not as good because
I think I saw the one you're talking about. I saw that was a few years back, and now they've had to redo it again. Now it's the Texas Rake Master Massacre. It's a guy with a rake, and he just, boy, he'll scratch you up something fierce.
Well, I think after that one, they decided that it was a little too lame, and so they wanted to try something else.
Yeah.
And realize that they might have gone in a different direction, but still too far with the Texas Hoemaster.
Just trying to diffuse the tension.
Yeah, that was an obvious mistake.
Yeah, they should not have done that.
Yeah.
I hope they clean that up.
Well, they need to rectify that for sure. For sure.
Yeah, rectum. What?
So, yeah, Saturday morning cartoons. I mean, the Bugs Bunny, those were my go-to. I still love to watch every once in a while on Saturday mornings. I think Boom, one of the cable channels, they show all the old Saturday morning cartoons. And I've been known every once in a while as a 50-year-old man to get up on a Saturday morning and eat cereal and watch Bugs Bunny. I have been known to do that only a couple of times.
Don't be ashamed of that. What kind of cereal?
Well, I like this. It's hearty. Oh God, what is it called? Great grains, and it's got like fruits and nuts in it, as well as bran of some sort.
And with the almond milk.
With the almond milk, yeah, because I don't like regular milk.
Have you tried oat milk?
I have not.
Give oat milk a try.
Okay,
I'll give it a try. Right here on Beer Thursday. We'll see you next time.
Tell you what, man. Almond milk, oat milk, that just takes me back to childhood. Doesn't it take you back?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We had our eggplant pizzas and impossible burgers.
Oh, yeah, those were the
as
best.
As a kid.
So there was Bugs Bunny. What was the other one you were thinking about?
Whiskey?
Okay, yeah, let's think about that. So
let's do our toast and then we'll come back with the rest of our list.
Okay. Yeah. Which would be like maybe three more shows at most.
I can only think of one.
Do you remember the commercials they have, like the old I'm Just a Bill?
Yeah, the Schoolhouse Rock stuff.
Schoolhouse Rock. And they also had this commercial. I forgot what it is. I just remember seeing it. Something with cheese. And something about a wagon wheel. I don't remember what it was. It was a commercial. I will look it up. I'll find it up. I'll bring it up in a future round. But let's do a drink. I'm going to continue drinking my Colonel E.H. Taylor, small batch. Shane?
From earlier tonight. I mean, this month. I still have the Steel Austin.
There you go. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're playing the game at home, you have four rounds to choose from. And if you name the round that we mentioned the same liquors, I mean, bourbons, whiskeys, whatever, if you name those, you'll win something special. I'm not going to say what it is because I don't know what it is. I don't control those things. I'm just a mild-mannered caveman lawyer. That was so stupid. Why did I say
Maybe
that?
You're just hankering for a hunk of cheese.
That's it. That's it. What was that? What was that?
Hanker
it was
a for a hunk run? Of cheese.
Yahoo.
I don't remember what it was for.
Oh my God.
I have to look it up. I just remember hanker for a hunk of cheese.
Cheese. Yahoo. Okay. So the toast. Let's do a toast. I'm going to do a toast. I'm going to do the toast. This one is a quote, and I don't know who said this originally, but I think considering it's four rounds in of recording this night, and I may or may not be a little bit tipsy. I think this toast is very apropos.
Nicely done. Thank you, sir. Call you Tipsy Russell.
Oh, that reminds me. I just saw the movie. Dolomite, the Eddie Murphy movie. Have you seen that? It's about a blaxploitation guy that made movies in the 70s. He did it on his own dime, and he actually had some. Anyway, so the toast today.
Tangent.
Hold up your glasses.
Raise our glass. Thanks,
Andy. Here's to alcohol. The rose-colored glasses of life.
Ooh. That's deep.
Ting.
I like it. Clink.
So, yeah. Drink cilantro. I don't know if you've noticed, Shane, but I have not. Well, no, I did it one round, but I haven't drank before the toast, but like one time tonight. I think that's pretty good. Right,
you're getting better. You're getting better. Yeah, yeah.
Anyway,
you know what we should do? Ooh, drinking game. Every time we say episode,
yeah,
you have to take a drink.
That's a great idea because we say episode a lot on our episodes, and then we're supposed to be rounds, but they're episodes. Thanks. Episodes.
Okay, easy. Episode.
All right, so. What was the other one you said you were thinking of?
Other what?
The other cartoon, the Saturday morning cartoon.
Oh, the other one, my number two, in no particular order.
Yeah.
The Super Friends.
Yes, me too. Yeah.
I think it might have been the Super Friends Hour.
And the Legion of Doom. And
the Legion of Doom.
And I think Casey Kasem voiced Robin, if I'm not mistaken.
Really?
Yeah. Holy Batman.
Wow. That's not what he said.
I love the Super Friends. Yes, I remember that. Those were basically the two I had.
That's all I can remember. And maybe we should have other cartoons talk at some point and have to split them up some way because there's too many. But the list I found had Popeye, which I don't remember that being on Saturday mornings.
I don't either.
Yeah, speaking of Popeye, Popeye has the coolest soundtrack. And then whenever like Brutus's theme, the ban out, ban out, ban out, ban out, ban out, ban out.
That's right.
Yeah,
very cool. Speaking of Popeye. It may be one of the worst movies ever made, but it's still among one of my favorite movies. Did you see Robin Williams' Popeye?
Yes.
I love that song, and I still have those songs in my head.
Sweet, sweet haven.
Yeah. Yes.
What am I?
And I liked I liked Robin Williams' Popeye because he did like the early version of Popeye where he mumbled a lot. He just didn't sit a lot. He was mumbling, and every once in a while you understood something he would say. That was great. That was, oh my God, it was so good. That was.
And it has one of my favorite movie lines ever in it. And it's when Wimpy wants to take Sweepy for a walk. Uh-huh. He wants to take Sweepy and he wants to take him to the horse races, right? Because Sweepy can guess, he figures out that Sweepy can guess the horses.
Right.
So he says, "Hey, do you mind if I say take Sweepy for a walk?" And then Popeye says, "Yeah, yeah, sure. Wait a minute. You're trying to pull a fast one. He can't walk yet."
Oh my God, that was so great. I am what I am, what I am, and that's all what I got. I am what I am. Take that, non sequiturs.
Yeah.
Popeye. But now I do remember some of the live action stuff, because we talked earlier about like Dr. Shrinker and Far Out Space Nuts and shows like that. I remember watching those on Saturday mornings as well. Don't I?
Yeah, those were great. I guess the Hanna-Barbera stuff.
What about Scooby-Doo? Wasn't that mornings?
Yeah, that was a Saturday morning. Yeah, yeah. Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you?
I don't like the new Scooby-Doo, the redone Scooby-Doo.
Rawr!
Yeah, those I don't like. Did you say rawr? Yeah. That's the beer you're drinking.
I just said that. Rawr? Blonde. They should get Scooby-Doo. They should get Scooby-Doo to be the spokesman for rawr beer.
They really should.
Mm-hmm. So now, as I recall, I forgot which one of us let the cat out of the bag.
I think it was me, because I'm terrible at it. I'm the worst show starter in history.
Okay, so it's time for me.
Rounds.
You're not a strong.
I'm not a strong starter. Not so legit. No, not so adept. No, not so apropos with finishing either. Did I do that right?
Sure.
Thanks.
Sure. Sure.
Well apropos. You're welcome.
With that in mind, I'm going to clean up the litter box and take us on out of here.
You just scoop that poop right out of this round.
So you listen to me.
I'm going to listen and learn.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, or should I say, ladies and gentlemen,
Brian,
for listening to another great round of the podcast. We would like to thank all our fans, which would be two. Are we up to two now? Are we, Shane, two?
Is Tim going to listen since he was on?
Okay. Well, we'll count that as three. So three, we'd like to thank all our fans. And if you like what you hear, and even if you don't, you know, go to our Patreon page and give us your money. Or you could just, you know, comment where all good comments are. Where are all the good comments, by the way? Where do you put those?
You said comments? Like the things that travel through space few years?
Comments.
There's really no place for comments on the blog. But you can get them on the Facebook page.
We're on the Instas, right?
We're on the Instas. The Instas is a good place for comments. Because we're you are the Insta master. You have mastered the Instagram game. I would go as far as to say that you are officially an influencer.
Well, I've had influenza before, and I was quite sick, sir.
Thanks for spreading.
I will tell you this, and I will only say this once. You can also find us easily by going to beerthursdayshow.com or beerthursday.show, and that will take you to a page with all of our stuff on it. And I think you can get to the Patreon page from there. You can get to anything you want except for Mars. It will not take you to Mars, although it will take you to rounds that we did about Mars. So that's good.
Speaking of Mars, I don't think it's going to work.
We've talked about this before, Shane. I'm telling you, it's going to work eventually.
Terraforming.
Terra.
Sorry, I interrupted. You know, that's why I shouldn't be doing this.
See, if you interrupt, you're letting the terrorists win.
Sorry, terrorists. I would just like to say for that, apropos. I am very apropos.
Well, on that note, we would certainly like to thank you for listening to your brave, strong, favorite Shane and Jay today on this particular round of the Beer Thursday. And we hope with all hope of our hopiness that you will come back again next week and listen to another exciting, stupendous, mind-boggling, apropos round of
Beer Thursday theme song.
Mind-boggling.